Blog Talk Radio.
I was born by the river in a little city, and like a river running, running. Ever since, it's been a long time coming, but I know change gon' come. Yes, it is.
Of knowledge, it is an awakening of consciousness which goes through successive stages. The second quote of today's show comes from the Inner Temple, and it goes as follows: Know the world in yourself. Never look for yourself in the world, for this would be to project your illusion. End quote. Now, starting off, let's first talk about the title of today's show. Now, it actually comes from a song that I used to listen to back in the 90s from the X-Clan called Verbal Pap. And one of the lyrics said, "Duck, cave boy, here I come." And I look within myself, and I begin to take notice of the strong, willful thoughts that I have pertaining to this world once was, to what it has become. And I look at today's world and what it is. And I notice the place or the station or the definition of black people in today's world, or so-called black people. Again, I say so-called because I trace the etymology of the word black, and I know that it does not mean dark by any means. So when I say so-called, it's not because I have a problem with dark skin. If I did, I would have a problem with myself, for I am a dark-skinned person. But I know that the word black actually means bleached out from the European definitions of it. And I know it confuses a lot of us when we go, well, why are you taking the European definition? And my answer is because we're speaking in a European language. A lot of us speak this language, but we don't know it. We truly don't. That's why we use words that, we speak ourselves into a desolate reality. We speak or use words that creates the hellhole or the Hellenistic world that we live in right now. We don't realize as souls that we have the power to speak our reality. So we have to often watch the words that we use. We have to often check the thoughts that we think of, because these are what form our reality, our thoughts and our words. And I know for a long time, well, not that long, probably the last 600 to 1,000 years, give or take, that all of us with souls have been speaking a Hellenistic reality into place. And that's why we live in a Hellenistic world right now. But guess what? It's about to change. That's why I say, duck, cave boy, because here I come. When the rest of the souls begin to learn what I know, this world will change. Hat Adin Amen for the Amani Speak Show, that I can put my thoughts into this mic and speak my words into existence. And I can mimic the creator of the universe by speaking my words. I can bring my reality into existence, because the creator gave me, as all of us with souls, gave us this power to do this. We have to begin to exercise it. Don't be afraid of it. Because on this Heruk Amen, which the demons call Sunday, they are gathering at places all over the land, i.e. churches, to gather up our energy, well, their energy, all the people that participate in the churches. They're gathering up their energies and those energies are grabbed in these houses or in these circles, which the word church actually means, it's a circle. So in these houses or circles, that energy is grabbed and it brings forth the world that we're living in right now. I hear so many people say that, why is the world so bad? Why is it so terrible? Answer, because you think and speak this terrible world into existence. Not because most of us don't know better. We don't, because we wouldn't do it if we did. And as I often say on this show, and I will keep saying it, our consciousness has been flipped, turned inside out. We think good is bad, and we think bad is good. We go to church every Sunday and read from a book that was created by sorcerers. Yes, I said it, I'll say it again. People go to church every Sunday and read from a book that was created by sorcerers. Again, you think good is bad, and you think bad is good. That's why we read, well, not we, but many of you read from this sorcerer's book and think you're reading the words of the Creator. As you've been sadly mistaken to think that bad is good. I know when I was younger and I had the privilege to deliver Sunday paper to my grandmother, and I know every time I went into her house that she's listening to gospel music on the radio, and she's what she would say is in the spirit. It was something incredible for me to witness because I felt something special in that room. But I'm not confused about what I felt back then and what I'm talking about right now. Through all, my grandmother and her mind and her heart, she was praising the Creator of the universe. And that's why she felt good about doing that. That's what I felt when I walked into that house every Sunday or had to come in. But unfortunately, my grandmother did not know about what sorcerers was behind the Bible and the words that they chose to use, Yahweh, Jehovah, Lord, God, Jesus, etc., etc., etc. And my grandmother, she was absolutely against witchcraft. She was absolutely against sorcery. She was absolutely against evil. But like I said, our consciousness has been flipped. We think that the good is actually evil, and the evil is actually good. And because we think that was the exact reason why we took on the religions of foreigners. Now, I know a lot of you go, well, I'm a Muslim. foreign religion. But no, no, that was created by black people. Okay, you keep believing that. Or you took on the religion of Hebrewism. No, 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 that religion was created by black people. You keep believing that. And you keep generating this hell that we live in. Because that's what it's doing. You know, it took me to study the works of those that came before me, the Nobu Drew Alis and the Elijah Muhammads and the Marcus Garveys. And how their work created a Malcolm X through time, and see the progressions of that. And then when you go behind the scenes and study Nobu Drew Ali and see that the Circle 7 Quran is actually based off the Aquarian Gospels. Then you will begin to see the hell that we've been dwelling in. The hell that people keep speaking up every day of our lives. The idols and demons and sorcerers that people keep chasing after, thinking that it's something good. I remember when I met my wellness coach a few years back, and I know she was telling me, I know you don't worship people, because if you do, don't do that. Don't worship people. And in my mind, I thought she was saying that because she assumed Indirazi was like the things that are out there right now, where they do worship idols, they worship people, they chase after people, they hold on to the words of people. They even go as far as to say that these people, God in the flesh, if you want to believe that, that's on you. And I know some people, you listen to the Amani Speak shows and you hear me talk about Imhotep, you hear me talk about Tahuti, you hear me talk about Osar and Oset and Heru. But you have to realize there's no worship of them here. In fact, I say when I read the Nitir Sesson, I put myself in the place of Tahuti. The lessons that Sesson teach Tahuti, I put myself in the place of Tahuti and allow Sesson to teach those same lessons to me. Or when Tahuti is teaching Imhotep, I put myself in the place of Imhotep. And I take those lessons from Tahuti. If you're a Christian, when I was a Christian, I did the same thing. As far as I put myself in the place of Jesus, Yeshua, whatever name you want to use. And so I became Yeshua when I read those texts, the Quran. I became Muhammad. When I go back into the Old Testament, I become Moses. I become Abraham. As I follow the text through. So I really haven't abandoned what I've learned from those texts. But I do see the falsehood and the illusions in them. That's why I've abandoned them. Because all those progressions that I went through, I was searching for the creator of the universe. That's why I did it. And then there was a point where I had to stop and look within myself and ask myself, what am I looking for? I'm looking to get out of this hell. That was always my answer. How do you get out of this hell? I look for the creator. Why do I look for the creator? Because once I know the creator, then I begin to learn my own nature and who I am. So I put down the cave boy analogies of religion. I put down the cave boy holidays. In the way the cave boy wants me to see this world, through the eyes of a cave boy. That's how the cave boy wants me to see this world. So I said that I have to begin to speak the words the cave boy does not speak. So I say, first, amen. Secondly, the world. Thirdly, man. And the fog begins to clear. The shroud begins to lift up. The shroud of darkness begins to lift up. And I can feel the Creator saying, welcome. I've been waiting for you. I'm glad you found me. Now, what can I do for you? The song I played at the top of the show is called The New World, the Rain Song, recorded by my brother and myself. And I remember when I wrote that song, what was going through me when I was writing it. And I was saying, I want to see a new world. I no longer want to dwell in a world where so-called black people are ugly. When that's so far from the truth, especially when I look at the black woman. Most beautiful part of creation to me is the black woman. And our consciousness has been flipped upside down, inside out, that some of us think that the black woman is ugly. How foolish can you be? How ridiculous is that sound? And this is not some 5 cent making people feel good kind of talk. This is bringing reality to life. This is accepting the things that are. I say it at the top of every show. There is no faith more true or just than to know the things that are. Most of us don't know. That's why we act the way we do. That's why we carry on the way we do. Because we don't know. The image and the likeness of the cave boy is beautiful. We think the cave boy diet is efficient. Yet our people are dying earlier and earlier in life. It's happening because our consciousness has been flipped. Now, I know there's some people out there that go, oh, you know, you sound like a racist. You talking racism. while to acknowledge my own existence as something great is racist, so be it. I know the rest of the world have a self-realization about themselves, and they carry this self-realization with them every day, and they shape the world that they want to see with that self-realization in them. And that's why they may be satisfied with this world, help shape this world. But they know that this world cannot be in this shape unless they twist the ones with souls. Well, a lot of people out there may say, you know, we all have souls, the plants, every animal. So what are you talking about, Amun-Re? And my answer is the ones with souls and a mind. That's who I'm talking about. Creator didn't gift every species on this planet with a soul and a mind. Just his stewards, his successors, as the Muslims say, his caliphs. Those are the ones the Creator gifted with soul and mind. And when you realize hey, I've just been informed the live feed is about to end. If you'd like to hear the rest of this discourse, please dial into 424-222-5376. Again, that's 424-222-5376. If you're afraid to dial in, I will say first, amen. Secondly, the world. Thirdly, man. Good day to you. For those listening on playback and on the phone, I will continue. Creator has gifted specifically man and womb man with soul and mind. There are those of us that carry the gifts of the Creator with us every day, and we tell ourselves that I can't do this, or I can't do that, or, you know, I'm the lowest in society, you know. I know some of us don't get that drastic with it, but we thank it. We thank it by the way we act. You know, we act as if we have no power whatsoever. Well, some of us, they think that, okay, then we'll take on the magic. So they follow the sorcerers. Now, I've had sorcerers that worked against me in the past. I'm not going to go into it because it is personal, but I know there's sorcerers out there that try to destroy me before. And sometimes I wondered, why was that the case? I'm starting to see now because, you know, the sorcerers did not want an Amun-Re Minute help at this stage. Because I can make their world go away. That's what this is all about. So their masters probably told them, destroy him before he becomes who I fear he's going to become. But I can say today I made it. That's why I'm saying, boy, here I come. Hellenistic world is going to start to shake and rumble away. We are beginning to see the last days of this Hellenistic world. It's coming to an end. Now the question becomes, are you going to go away with it? Or are you going to resurrect back to your immortal self? Are you going to deny your Meritan / African existence? Are you going to deny the resurrection of Ma'at? Are you going to deny the return of the Creator, Amen, in the consciousness of every soul? Some of us will, because some of us just love this world so much. You know, some of us love their stinking cave woman or their stinking cave man and their stinking cave food and their stinking cave religion and their stinking cave clothes. Some of them, they love it. They love it so much that they cannot do without it. Well, you can have your stinking cave clothes and your stinking cave food and your stinking cave boy or your stinking cave girl. You can have it. Because the Meritan consciousness is rising back. The Meritan image and likeness of beauty is resurrecting. The Meritan consciousness of the Creator is resurrecting. There's many out there that will deny it. Yeah, they will deny it. And they can keep denying it. But you can't stop the resurrection. It's already in motion. That's why I say again, duck, cave boy, here I come. This is all about. So many of us. Have bought into the lies and illusions of this world. That's why so many of us look for ourselves in this world. How do they do that? Well, they want to be stars. You know, which is just to say to be rich and famous. To be rich, to buy the junk food, to buy the cave boy's clothes, to accept the cave boy's reality of living well. That's basically what it is. So some of them become homosexuals to fit into the cave boy's world. Some of them will deceive their relatives to get a payday in the cave boy's world, deceive their friends to get a payday in the cave boy's world. They want to be next to the cave boy and the cave girl. They want to look like the cave boy and the cave girl. They want to be friends with the cave boy and the cave girl. They're careful to watch what they say so they don't upset their cave boy and cave girl friends. They fix their lives around making the cave boy and the cave girl feel comfortable. But the time has come, going to have to make it rough. Make it so rough that they will get out the way. When this is all done, they're going to say, first, amen. Secondly, the world. Thirdly, man. I know I heard a story about a famous warrior in the past. I believe his name was Tahaka. That went into the cave boys' lands and told them who, and asked them a question, who is the creator? And if they did not say amen, whack, their head comes off. No, I don't plan to do anything as drastic. But in their books, they said that when these days will arrive, that people are going to wish for death. Well, they are going to wish for death, but it's not going to be there for them. They have turned our consciousness inside out. And they wish to release hell on earth so that we would wish for death, but it won't be there. That's how they want this to come out. But it's not going to come out that way. As I have said on the show, that the current financial markets are supposed to come to a tailspin soon. This was the financial markets that was created by the cave boy. I know I've mentioned a few weeks back about the economic hitmen that went all over the what they call third world, i.e. Africa and South America and Asia. Duping those nations out of their resources with loans that they could not possibly repay. This is what the economic hitmen did or are still doing. It hasn't stopped. No, don't think that it has. It hasn't stopped. It's still going on. Interesting note, reading about the economic hitmen, they said that they practiced on so-called black people here in America before they took their plans around the globe. So all the Negropean / house niggas that, oh, this is what they did abroad. They don't do this to us. You're in an illusion. You're fooling yourself. We were the first ones they did this on. We was the first ones the economic hitmen practiced on. I can recall over 10 years ago, we had a horrific storm down in Louisiana called Hurricane Katrina. And it occurred to me then that the black people who I thought were citizens of this country, they kept referring to them as refugees. I went, refugees? Wait a minute. Refugees? I thought we were citizens here. Wrong. And that pretty much was the writing on the wall to me that I was living in an illusion. No longer am I living that illusion. That's why I say, Duck Cave Boy, here I come.
Kick it off live.
On the other side of the sheet, a step a third of the circle to the make. PXLY, you present you to the east. Got solutions, conclusions, travel past revolutions for you to seek. BJ the under the gold ring, the halo, the sunshine, the armor, the key.
I'm freaky dicking, I'm freaky dicking. Now as I grab my birth trick, I get freaky dicking. Freaky dicking, it's freaky dicking, my dear. As I come to rock the flex, look, it's freaky. Now, here comes the order from a cosmic storm. Father of the night and growing seed at the dawn. Born from chaos to put it in sync. As I hatch from the rudest walk, purple, black, or pink. I kick you with the chosen, and those to be chose will make the little funk noses and the baby afros. And if I don't lift to raise them up, I have some worthy family who fully measures up to the cut. Teach them how to pimp strut and all that. Fully wear the armor and the crown, not a hat. Because of this and try dissing me. But my totality in essence to skip the formalities. And good right to the knit of the nitty grit grip. Cause a loose lip never meant spit. That's why my daddy used to tell me be the positive sin. Don't be no sorry nigga, keep your chest up your chin. Ain't nothing you can solve if you're pure. Pure or the door when no more to speak the door. Oh daddy-o, I keep the flow. So many precious, but I keep producing scrolls. No matter rain, sleet, snow or poison red. Brother Ra, Osaru, Brother Ru, Brother Jeb will come to make things simple and better for the breakdown. For the funk and lesson God sound. And if you